We're putting on a live music festival in Fakenham. The main reason for it is to raise awareness of a very rare disease that my daughter's got. She's had it for the last 10 years. It's juvenile dermatomyositis. Not many people have it. There's 11 known cases in the UK. And there's no known cure. So as a father, I'm trying to raise awareness of it and also trying to raise some money towards helping find a cure.
And what sort of reaction do you get to that?
We get a good response. There's a lot of people behind the event, a lot of people who donate money towards the event. We've had a lot of sponsors this year. There's a lot of people now start to ask me what it is that she's got. So the raising of awareness is happening.
And at the same time, you're doing this concert. It's a good event.
I think so. Yes, the first couple of times we've done it, we've really showcased local talent, like the local cover bands. But having got into the original music scene myself the last couple of years, I'm concentrating on Norfolk's original musicians. And having been on the scene for a couple of years, we've got some really talented songwriters and talented bands that chances are people of Fakenham have never heard.
So obviously bringing live music to Fakenham, it's not something the town has that often.
No, I mean, you can go down some of the local pubs and they'll put live bands on, but there's not that many places that you can go see a good live band in the area, to be honest with you. So it serves a purpose for that as well, because I love my music and I think everyone should love music. So come along and see it.
And you've got a great location here because you're on the edge of town, so you're out of the way from the housing, but you've got a great open space.
Yes, yeah, it's a huge space. Sun all the way through the day. Looks like it's going to be a very sunny weekend, so you can get your tans up. Plenty of alcohol on sale as well. What better weekend could you have?
How much organisation has this taken?
This one, being a three-day event, has taken around about 9 months. And there's only a very small team on my committee that puts this together as well. So it's been a lot of hard work, but it's going to be worth it.
And people really get behind you. You've got your family behind you as well, talking to your cousin just now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the whole committee is pretty much family-based anyway. It's obviously me and my wife, brothers and sister-in-laws, cousins and stuff. I kind of wanted that, so they all had that connection with Jasmine anyway, to kind of spur them on a bit to help me.
What does Jasmine think of it?
She loves it. You know, she goes to school and all her friends are a little bit jealous because she's got a festival named after her. It's my son who doesn't love it. He always says, Daddy, can we have a rock for Joshua?
And obviously you've got this event here. It's 3 days. Did you think it would come to this when you started this as a sort of a bit of a one-off 4 years ago?
It was my plan in my head. My overall plan was to get it to be the go-to festival in the area. Whether it'll ever get there or not is a different matter, but the plan always was to try and get to a three-day event and see whether we could do it or not. I guess this will be the tester to see whether we do it again.
And you've got classic cars as well?
Yes, there's classic, modified, custom, all coming on show. There's, I believe, around about 50 cars per day. And the chap who's running the car show, Simon Hughes, he tells me that we've got a couple of show-winning cars coming as well. So I'm quite looking forward to seeing them, actually.
Now is it time for you to put your feet up and enjoy it?
Oh, good God, no. No, here's where the work begins, to be honest with you. As of today, obviously doing the setup. Tomorrow we'll still be setting up right until we start. Then me and the small team of committee will be working right through probably till next Tuesday with running it, then taking it all down again and going from there. So it's all go from here on.